the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
But first, the Aer Lingus pilots dispute continues. Lots of newspaper headlines this morning. The Irish Independent says pilots plan to ramp up strike halted by union. It says that Aer Lingus pilots wanted to ramp up industrial action by announcing another strike, but a decision was put on hold at a crucial meeting, and it referred to IALPA, the pilots union parent FORSA, deciding to adjourn without considering the pilots' proposed escalation. Meanwhile, the Irish Times goes with both sides in Aer Lingus dispute to return for Labour court talks, which I think many of us will be optimistic about, and Aer Lingus pilots begin strike action, according to the Irish Examiner, which refers to the 8-hour strike that's on today. Well, what about the business implications of all this when it does finally settle at some point, and the potential reputational damage to Aer Lingus and the airline? Can that be recovered? We're joined by Owen Curry, who's editor of Travel Extra. First of all, Owen, just to the situation today, what's the latest ahead of what might happen? We can talk a bit about the Labour Court on Monday and talks, but just where are things at now?
Oddly enough, this is the first day of real action. What we've seen until now is a work to rule that led to about 10 flight cancellations a day. So it's the first time that Aer Lingus are facing a real sanctioned action, an 8-hour, effectively a one-day stoppage designed to hit the rush hour. It's caused a lot of cancellations, reroutings, people diversions, people being brought in a day earlier, because you've got to remember 44,000 Aer Lingus passengers a day this time of the year, 14,000 of those are connecting. Dublin's a hub. That's the difference between Dublin now and when we had a previous strike, the last major pilot strike 2003 and the near miss in 2008. And it means an awful lot of rearranging and headaches for Aer Lingus. Quite clearly, FORSA, who were called in separately to the Labour Court, there were two, everyone knows there was IALPA and Aer Lingus went separately to the Labour Court last week, but FORSA were also there as a separate briefing. They have dissuaded IALPA from ramping up the action. The action was to be another Saturday stoppage next Saturday, and they are in talks on Monday. Once we get this moving...
Yeah, those talks themselves, that's a very positive development. Well, can't take anything for granted.
But Labour Court bringing them together, but we can't take anything for granted. But once we're in talks, everybody knows this is going to be pay for productivity. It's complicated, but pilots' pay is really complicated. 26 different grades, but that's how it's going to end. And the sooner we get a solution.
Yeah, because if a deal, which will have to be reached at some point, if a deal is reached and it's around pay for productivity, that can be complicated. It can take time to negotiate. So even if there is an improvement in the atmosphere and a real desire to, on both sides, to move forward and come up with a solution quickly, it might still take a bit of time.
And the real problem is that management, Aer Lingus are in the room, the unions are in the room, the passengers are not. There's nobody, we've loads of mechanisms in industrial relations that haven't worked in this case, but generally work. And they're there to stop the strike being the first action by a trade union. We haven't anything to protect the consumer when something like this happens, because it's unusually open-ended. You normally get a strike date, but this is so open-ended, it's caused havoc with the advance bookings for Aer Lingus, and it's caused immense stress to people anyone travelling on Aer Lingus over the next month or two. My inbox is full of queries. Do you think it's going to be solved? It's really, really, really stressful for consumers, well, and there's nobody to protect them. The politicians are unable to do so.
Equally for the pilots, it has really grabbed the attention of management in the company, and that's what these negotiations are ultimately about.
Yeah.
If you look at the implications for Aer Lingus, what might this cost them? And are there sort of implications for the business plan of Aer Lingus within the wider group, because it's part of the IAG group, which includes British Airways?
We're already seeing the damage, Richard. It's costing tens of millions. The advance bookings shriveled up; they're virtually non-existent. That's 2 or 3 million a day. The contingency plans for the work to rule, the EI 104 is the flagship of the fleet. It's the JFK flight that it's the one that the stewardesses, the cabin stewards and stewardesses want to work on, the pilots want to work on, that's been cancelled for all of next week. The Heathrow route, which they, like, they've lost two flights off that. So very, very big financial implications from that. They've obviously chartered in aircraft. The Chicago flight today is not being, it's not an Aer Lingus aircraft, and it's really, it's going to be grumpy passengers because it doesn't have seatback video. Try to bring your children to on an 8-hour flight without seatback video.
Well, the other side of it is that a lot of people, their travel plans have been seriously affected. Some people will have got out of Ireland on a pre-booked flight, wasn't affected, and they're worried about getting back. Are there many people stranded or stuck where they mightn't necessarily want to be, or maybe they do want to be there?
Yeah, they're fretting about getting back. Oddly enough, that with 10, until now, with 10 flights a day, they're coping very well with bringing people around where they're supposed to be. But you're absolutely right. The weddings, the people having to be at the Taylor Swift concert coming in, that lost flights, it's not much. And it's no help if you're being brought in a day late. So all of that is, it's expensive for the airline. It's really expensive for the customers as well. And the reputational damage is, you can overstate it. Pilot strikes, aviation strikes happen in summer. People get really frustrated. SAS Scandinavian 2 years ago, Lufthansa pre-pandemic, all of those. But and it tends to melt away once it's solved and you get things running normally. Well, but when the worst possible scenario is that this breaks down again and we have open-ended strike threats and single one-day actions.
We talked last week about the shortage of pilots globally and internationally, and yeah, as flying ramps up. And it's interesting, according to the Irish Times, it quotes today Captain Ed Sicker, president of the US trade union, the Allied Pilots Association, which has 16,000 members in American Airlines. And he wrote to IALPA supporting the Irish organization's campaign. And American Airlines has just agreed a 46% pay rise over 4 years with the pilots.
It's a complex deal. You know, the figure, when you talk about pay rises, they tend to be a little bit more complex than just the but you, the gold standard for pilots in America is American Airlines. You know, there is the different, they are well paid. They're a little bit better paid. They tend to be a little bit better paid in the United States through a longer period, a series of negotiations, than in Europe. The gold standard in Europe tends to be Air France. That's the sort of wages everybody wants. There are, Aer Lingus is about middle of that league. It's not the high end, it's not the bottom end, but quite clearly IALPA will not be index linking their salaries, which are very, very high, to what people in Ireland earn. They're index linking them to the European colleagues.
Well, Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra, thank you very much
Always
for
a
that
great
update
pleasure.
And joining us on the programme. Thank you.